The United States said today that Iran's offer for talks on its nuclear program falls short of United Nations demands. The State Department said that the conditions set by the Security Council require the full and verifiable suspension of all enrichment-related and reprocessing activities. Iran did not address those issues in its formal response to the UN yesterday. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore has been keeping track of the situation with Iran, and he sees a parallel with another international standoff, the one with North Korea.
Call it the Pyongyang ploy. Hold out for direct talks with America and its allies, thus bolstering your international position, while budging not an inch on your nuclear aspirations. If North Korea seemed unimpressed by a package of inducements and unfazed by the threat of United Nations sanctions, Iran seems to be even less so. The reason is not hard to find. Iran sees itself at the forefront of a new pan-Islamic movement. The day of pan-Arabism, when a secular Syria joined with Egypt in a united Arab republic, that's long since gone. A young Egyptian is quoted by the New York Times as saying, "I have more faith in Islam than in my state." A congressional report says, "There's a lot about Iran that we do not know, that's for sure. But we do know that the Iranian mullahs, flush with oil revenues, are putting their imprint on a large part of the Middle East. There's reason to believe that Iran encouraged Hezbollah to open hostilities against the Israelis." And a Jordanian newspaper says that what it calls the Hezbollah victory will have earth-shaking regional consequences. The mullahs in Iran have undoubtedly made the calculation that fading superpower America has expended its armed might in Iraq and is unable to mount another significant military action in the Middle East. Meanwhile, recent battles in the Middle East, the emergence of Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in Gaza, the sectarian war in Iraq, even recent reverses for the American-backed regime in Afghanistan, all point to Islamic empowerment. This is the atmosphere in which Iran feels powerful enough to thumb its nose at the countries that would deny Iran an Islamic nuclear bomb. If the confrontation in the Middle East is between radical Islam and democracy, it looks as though, at the moment at least, radical Islam has the upper hand. This is Daniel Shore.